FESPAC. Get used to hearing about it. Next year, Hawaii plays host to a celebration of Pacific Island arts and culture. The 13th Festival of the Pacific kicks off next summer, running from June 10th to the 21st. Guam played host in 2016. Take a listen. That is a taste of Festival of the Pacific, and Vicky Holtakamini is spearheading the monumental effort to organize the next festival here in Hawaii. She came into our studios to talk up the event, as the Honolulu Convention Center will be Festival Central in the summer of next year.
I am so excited. It's about time we hosted. The 13th Festival of Pacific Arts and Culture will be held here in Hawaii. It's an event that is held once every 4 years in a Pacific Island nation. And this is the first time that Hawaii will host in more than 40 years. So the festival started in 1972 in Fiji. And it is a project that was started by the South Pacific community to help to support traditional arts, culture, language in the Pacific Island regions, because they were noticing that we were losing some of our cultural practices, losing our language. And so, you know, this was an effort for the community of Pacific Island nations to get together and share with each other culture and arts. And then
it is spectacular. I mean, the visuals are just amazing. I mean, we're radio, but when you see just how different and how similar we all are.
Yes, and I think that's the really fun thing about it. I was a delegate in 1985 in French Polynesia, and we got to see firsthand some of the dancers and performing artists from each of these countries that participated in French Polynesia. It was so fun to be there to share our culture and then to do some cultural exchanges and share food with each other. And it was just a great time.
Now, because you've been to these festivals and other places, how do we sit? I mean, I would imagine that we've probably got more of a sophisticated infrastructure to host all the artisans and the dancers that are coming.
Yeah, absolutely. So in many of the countries, for example, Solomon Islands, which is a much smaller island, they don't have a lot of tourism. They don't have the capacity to host large delegations. They were able to muster their community and build a whole village that every country had a little hale to share their culture and arts, and stages that were set up to showcase their performing artists. So small island groups, French Polynesia, Fiji, and then there are the larger ones like Aotearoa, New Zealand, Australia, would really bring it. Now here in Hawaii, we have, and most of the times we stayed in gutted out public schools, schools that had showers and had gyms that we could use their showers. Or in fact, when we stayed in Palau, I went in 2004 to Palau, we had a public school that didn't have any showers or bathroom facility. They have bathroom facilities, but no showers. They brought in portable showers for us to use. So the countries really pull out all the stops. Their government get back behind it. But it's a lot of public support and community support.
Right. It's really a matter of pride, too,
in
the culture.
It is. So, you know, we have been attending since 1976 as a delegate, because in 72, they thought of us as being part of the United States, and we didn't really, not really sure where we are. But we lobbied to get ourselves invited and have been participants since 1976. But it's our chance to host. We've been hosted by all of the countries before, so it is our time to really take care of the people. And our requirement for us is, like, they fund their way over here. Once they get here, we provide housing, we provide meals, we provide ground transportation for all of the delegates.
So what's the message that you want to broadcast out there?
Well, we need volunteers, we need financial support, we need government support, we need business support. Anything that you can imagine. So if you can fund or sponsor a delegation, sponsor a country, We have so many of our Pacific Island cousins that live here. Can you host a delegation for your people for lunch? Because I have to provide 3 meals a day for the 11 days that they're here. That's 9,000 meals we expect per day. So if somebody can host a delegation of 50 to 100 people and say, here, I will host you for lunch. I can host, you know, 50 people or 100 people for dinner. That would be amazing.
So as far as the timetable?
June 10th through 21st. So we expect that some of these delegations will arrive a few days before the 10th. June 10th through 21 in 2020, delegations are invited to come. We'll start with the opening of the festival with the arrival of the Va'a. We're not sure if we're getting a lot of Va'a. They've been talking about sailing their own Va'a up, but there's a whole lot of insurance and safety, and this is right in the middle of hurricane season, so we're not really sure that that's a good idea. But we'll definitely have our own local Va'a, Hokule'a, the Makali'i, that will be sailing to Magic Island to symbolize the arrival of all of the delegations. And then our opening ceremonies we're planning for Iolani Palace, on the grounds of Iolani Palace. I mean, if our kingdom was still alive, we would, that's where you would be welcoming heads of state and delegates from different countries.
Well, so the planning that's
the
going
plan
into this.
Is, yes, Iolani Palace. We'll have a festival village now that we've identified as Alawai Promenade, right next to the convention center. A lot of events will be in the convention center, but we have partners. Bishop Museum is a partner, Honolulu State Art Museum, the Hawaii State Art Museum, West Oahu College, Windward College, so many of our community colleges, and we're hoping to host them and house them in the dorms at the University of Hawaii East-West Center, looking for lots of partners. We'll take in-kind, volunteer, cash, you know, anything you can use, lend us a van, whatever. You know, it really is a large government support and a lot of community support. The community was so great in Guam. I went as head of delegation for the Guam Festival, and they would bring us bottles of water. The people just out of nowhere, do you need water? People were dragging coolers and saying, can I offer you some water? Is there anything you need? So that people would bring us food. It was so great. They were very wonderful people.
And so you're hoping for that same type of reception here. We have a lot of aloha, and because many of us here maybe have not had the opportunity to see a Festival of the Arts, it's a big deal for the Pacific Island Nation community.
Yes, it's huge. So if you've been to the Folklife Festival on the Mall of Smithsonian in D.C., it's kind of like that. We build a whole festival village, and everyone is in that village all day demonstrating their cultural, sharing their culture and arts. So we're very excited. We're getting the confirmations from the countries to say how many people they're bringing. So every time I open up my email and I get another country confirmation, I get very excited about that.
So how much do we need to raise as far as contributions and in-kind contributions? Well, what's
yeah,
the
we estimate that it's going to be $12 million. Yes. So it's a huge amount of money. We could use in-kind support. We could use a lot of cash. You could sponsor it. Give me a seven-figure thing, and I'll put your name right under mine. Best Pack Hawaii presented by. So however we can support, we're going to need a lot of community and I think documentation as well. So I think it's our radio station that helps to share the word, to share the message of community support. You know, it's been really wonderful partnering with HPR.
Yeah, so really then a great opportunity for the community to pull together. We saw the crowds that the Hokulea brought out when
yes.
they return on this latest trip. And so you're hoping for something similar as the host country or the host island.
It will be, yes, it will be. We're going to have a lot of visitors that are coming. People are from all over. And there are other international convenings that are trying to tag on to and make sure that they're in and around the festival so that they can stay over. So we'll have lots of visitors here.
And so this is happening also around, is it King Kamehameha Day?
Yes. So when we looked at the calendar, I wanted to find a window where the convention center was available. I also wanted a window where we could partner with other events and activities. So we approached Kamehameha Day to say, could we add on a parade of nations?
Wow, that would be cool.
So having all of the festival participants parade with them. So if you want to help me build a float for each country, it will be the longest parade in the history of Kamehameha Day.
That would be something. That would really be
something.
It would
be amazing, yeah. We've got a website, festpackhawaii2020.org, and then you can just email or call me. I'll just give you my email, vicky@paiifoundation.org.
That was Vicky Holtakamene, who is spearheading efforts to host the 13th Festival of Pacific Arts and Culture in June 2020, a showcase of Pacific Island cultures.